Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see you for another week's video. Today, we're here at our brand new listing on Dove Key Terrace, just outside of Ashburn. It's a brand new build. You'll want to come down and see this soon.
It is gorgeous. Today, we are bringing you the latest data for the real estate market in Northern Virginia, and it spans October 1st to October 30th. And why this is significant is because the federal shutdown actually started on October 1st and didn't end until well into November. So this is a perfect snapshot of what the real estate market in Northern Virginia looks like because of the federal shutdown, or at least the effects it might have had. I think you'll be surprised by what you see.
Yeah, thank goodness it is over after 43 days. Let's go ahead and get started on October statistics. The median sold price in October was an even $700,000.
And this is up 1.6% from the previous month, and it's also up 6% from the previous year. So again, it shows that still the home prices were holding very strong in the area.
Yeah, still holding steady. The number of homes sold in October was 2,470.
Yes, and this is up 7.3% from the previous month and up 3.5% from the previous year. Again, closings were still happening despite the delay with the government shutdown.
Yeah. The number of days on the market, and keep in mind that this is when the property goes on the market, is active until it goes under contract, was 27 days in October.
That's exactly the same place it was in September. And it's also up 5 days from the previous year. So yes, it's taking a little longer these days to go on the market, but at least in the previous months, they're holding steady.
Yeah, it is. The number of homes for sale at the end of October was 4,238.
And this is probably the only area I saw a real decrease. It was down 8% from the previous month and up 40% from the previous year.
That still deserves a yowzer.
Yes.
40% over last year's numbers.
Yes, but that 8% definitely shows that people were a little reluctant to put their homes on the market during the month of
October. Yeah, kind of like what's next, right?
Correct, waiting patiently.
The sold price to original list price, which is always a number that Denise and I watch very closely for October, was 98.1%.
This is down minimal. It's pretty much the same. It's 0.1% from the previous month, and it's actually down 1.5% from the previous year. Again, these are all very minimal. It shows, yes, it's trending downwards, but it's very strong.
Yeah, as we were talking about earlier, you know, we were seeing a lot. I think we got accustomed to that 100%, maybe a little bit more than that, and we all started to be accustomed to multiple offers, to, you know, escalation clauses. 98.1% is still very, very good.
Yes, right? For sure.
When you consider that it's the original list price, not necessarily where it was listed when it went under contract.
Correct.
Still
correct.
Very good.
Because
we
were seeing some price reductions during that time as well.
Yeah, as we reflected kind of on the government shutdown, and we had discussions, you know, we've got a Thanksgiving holiday that's coming. It's just a little over, it's just not quite 10 days away. It was interesting, got into a group conversation with some of our peers just yesterday, actually, and we were talking about what's going on in the marketplace. Is the holiday, the pending holiday, are people starting to settle down a little bit? Was a government shutdown enough of a shakeup to get people, you know, concerned about what the future is? And it was kind of a mixed reaction. You know, I think our agents on the street perspective is that we're still seeing activity at open houses. We did one this last weekend that was very productive, one of our new listings. And so I think the feedback from the people that were coming through, you know, it was funny, the first week we did it was primarily neighbors. The following weekend, which was this last weekend, was different. You know, we still had some, you know, neighbors stopping us on the street as we were putting signs out. But for the most part, it was a new group of people, and also included showings from some of the local agents. So we thought that was a good perspective. I think overall, the conclusion was, as we've been talking to people and seeing, the shutdown did have, I think because it went on and set a new record, it did have, if you will, a psychological impact in that this could happen again. I mean, this is just a short term.
Until January.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time until the next maybe stymie comes around. And I think that's what primarily is concerning people more than anything else, is that this is just a short term until this could happen again. This is not another 6 months. This is just a few months.
Yes, and I think what we noted as well, that this time of year additionally are for very serious sellers and very serious buyers. So you're not testing the market, you're not feeling it out. It's really the people who are out shopping right now are ready. They need to move either for employment, for family reasons, whatever it is. But this time of year, especially the end of the year, you do get the activity, but it's from very serious-minded people at this time.
Yeah, people that need to buy,
correct,
people that need
correct
to sell. For sure. But, you know, as always, we really do appreciate you tuning in. And as we've covered a number of different times, a lot of this information that we convey on the videos is expanded upon in our weekly newsletter.
Yes.
There's some really good stuff in that. And I really continue, I want to advocate for everybody to subscribe to the newsletter. It's very simple. And if you're like me and you have a little bit of a challenge doing a subscription, well, you can always give us a call. So please reach out to us and then subscribe to this newsletter and see what you ain't seen yet.
Yes, we also included in the newsletter a lot of information, and one of the things we wanted to cover with you was the mortgage interest rates. And so after looking at the figures and talking about the shutdown, we also noticed mortgage interest rates during the last 6 months have gone from 7% to almost 6.1%, which is a really positive movement that everybody anticipated would happen this year. They all said it would be slow, it would be steady, but it would be moving in the right direction to help homeowners who need that extra percentage rate drop in order to afford their first home.
Yeah, and while we see the national average above 6%, we're seeing many quotes below 6%, actually in the mid fives. And so therefore, I think we're starting to see a little bit of that break, that little bit of that stymie there. But as always, again, we really appreciate you tuning in. We'll look forward to keeping you updated. There's a Fed report that's going to be coming out of the first part of December. Mm-hmm. A lot of information as we kind of come into the end of the year. So we look forward to conveying that to you as we receive it.
Yes. So again, if you want to subscribe to the newsletter, just reach out to Ray or me. We have the phone numbers down below. Reach out, text, whatever you want to do. We will help you get subscribed. Okay.
Yeah. Until next week, we'll see you soon.
Bye.